Chris Young and Cassandra Pope, 98Q. Now the fill-in guy's a little bit late getting to it, but we got the man, 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Clemens. How's all today?
Pretty good, Joe. Pretty good.
Yeah, those Brewers, goodness gracious sakes. I heard Coach Murphy talking about all the people that are hurt. That usually catches up to you, but we'll see. That's a long list, isn't it?
Yeah. Tonight, the Brewers start a road trip where they're going to be in Colorado and in Denver tonight playing the Rockies.
Yeah.
Rockies in last place again like they were last year. They're 16 games behind the Dodgers in their division in the National League. Brewers hold on to first place there, 4.5 games ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates, then the Cardinals, and then the struggling Cubs that are 4-6 in their last 10 games. Brewers, though, losing their last two games. They had this four-game set against the Giants Tuesday night. The Brewer bats just went crazy. They scored 16 runs in that one.
Yeah.
They lost 1-0 Wednesday. And then yesterday, Kroll kid that they've got there, Coleman Kroll, that gets third start, he gives up a home run to the leadoff batter, ends up surrendering like 6 runs in just 3 innings, so he gets pulled. Then Deal Hall, the lefty, comes in. All of a sudden, he feels something burn in his throwing shoulder, something like a peck. He said he'd never quite had anything like that before. That'll be an MRI. And then Anderson comes in, the reliever. He gets tagged a ball that came back at him, 110 miles an hour off the bat.
Ouch.
Hit him right in the back of the forearm of his throwing arm.
Mm.
He had to exit the game. And, yeah, after the game, you know, you hear Pat Murphy, the manager, saying, you know, I've already got 6 starters that are injured. You know, between Brandon Woodruff and Quinn Priester and, you know, Rob Z is, you know, one of those guys that's now been gone back on an extended IL. He said, but, yeah, you know, somehow we're still in first place.
It's like a mashup.
So tonight it's Brandon Sproat, who's 1-4 on the mound out there in Colorado, where they, you know, the Rockies do have a couple of home run hitters, too, and the air is thin up there, so maybe the ball will be flying.
Yeah.
Brewers as well against Ryan Felter.
Well, we're a couple of weeks away from the half point of the season, and every single team in the division's above 500. This is a crazy division this year.
It is. It's a competitive division. The Cubs are underperforming, and that's just fine by us if you're following the Brewers. The Reds are in last place in there, but no, the Pirates are playing well this year too, and they've made a change in manager.
Yeah, Christian Watson signed to a deal. How big of a news story is that? 4 years, $110 million. Was that kind of expected to get him inked to that?
You know, in talking to some guys last night, maybe the big story is that, believe it or not, so Christian Watson, a wide receiver. Yeah, you know, he had the torn ACL. Remember before he used to have the hamstring problems last year in that game against the Broncos when Micah Parsons went down with a torn ACL. A few people forget Christian Watson had to be taken to the hospital after getting drilled in the chest. They were concerned that maybe he had a lung punctured by a rib. He signed yesterday, agreed to a 4-year deal, $110.2 million, $31 million signing bonus. And that puts him in the top 15 of paid receivers in the league, highest paid receiver in the history of the Packers.
Hmm.
I remember that deal not so long ago where Davante Adams got a 4-year deal for $58 million. But, you know, receiver money has gone through the roof, along with a higher salary cap as well. And yet, there's some guys that say, you know, if he was on the last year of his deal, and if he'd had a great year this season, that would have been even a bigger paycheck. So Russ Ball, the Packers finance vice president, and Goody, they probably got actually a steal the way the market is. But they believe he's their number one receiver with the height, with the speed. He probably showed up in great shape this week for the OTAs, and so he gets locked down in a 4-year deal like that.
Yeah.
Then we talked to Micah Parsons for 20 minutes, and you know he's off crutches, but you know he's coming back from this torn ACL. And he is such a competitor, and the talk isn't cheap. I mean, he talks the talk and he walks the walk. In terms of, you know, I had a moment where I was talking to Brian Gutekunst at the combine, and I said, you know, Goody, we were watching. We happen to be in the locker room. They've got these new monitors all around in the new Packers locker room, and Penn State it was a Saturday. The Penn State game was on, playing Indiana. And Penn State was leading in the game against the team that ended up winning the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And Mikey happened to come out like, what's everybody looking for? He looks up and sees his alma mater, Penn State. He starts grabbing players, and they, you know, they go around on the floor, and they look up and they start watching that football game. And he's breaking down the game like that. I said, this guy's got no off switch. And Goody said, you know, he texts me like 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting, unsolicited. Micah Parsons says, I love Green Bay. He says, you know, there's a lot. I've got access to people here in the building that I never had when I was at the other place, referring to the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, he's sort of backing up that story.
Yeah.
I mean, he calls this place and tells them what he is. The other story we're watching in Green Bay, still no word yet on if Josh Jacobs, a running back,
yeah,
is going to have any charges filed against him.
At the very least, it's probably going to be something out of that, maybe a suspension or something, you would think. And it's sometimes the process on this sometimes can be long and painful, isn't it?
Well, the league has stepped up their game. I've heard if he gets one charge that's got the words domestic violence in it, like battery or whatever, that could cost him a 6-game suspension at the start of the year.
Yeah. Well, this weekend is the AmFam Championship. Gives a lot of money back to charity. Chance for golf people here in Wisconsin to see some of their favorite golfers here at the TPC, right?
At the TPC in Madison, the 10th year of it, they've raised over $20 million. Steve Stricker, the Madison golfer there. Andy North is going to be appearing in this thing. Jerry Kelly, the golfer. Donald Driver is going to be there. Larry Fitzgerald, the wide receiver, Hall of Famer from the Cardinals, who's going into the Hall of Fame this summer, was supposed to be there, and then his father passed away.
Oh.
Larry Fitzgerald Sr.
Yeah.
was a sports writer up in Minneapolis.
Yep.
And you know, we got to know him because he's sitting in the press box. Matter of fact, 5 years ago, when the Super Bowl was at the first Super Bowl played at the SoFi Stadium in L.A., when the Rams beat the Bengals, I was sitting next to him. I was assigned seat next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice guy. And the last thing he talked about was his son. You know, if he was there today, he'd say, well, so tell me about this Matthew Golden guy. So he's an interesting guy to hang out with. He passed away suddenly last week at the age of 71. So unfortunately, he knew that his son was going into the Hall of Fame, but won't be there for the induction this summer.
Yeah, that's too bad. And we know the Bucks and Giannis thing is not in the discussion right now, but it'll hit the headlines just bam. All of a sudden, bam, it'll be there real soon, won't it? Something's going to happen there.
Or nothing.
Yeah, maybe.
And we may have to wait until draft night before the next time we hear something from John Horst, because, you know, technically they still got him under contract for a year.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, essentially the new owner sort of taken over, and Jimmy Haslam says, we want to know before the draft. You know, enough of this fishing around. Either you're going to sign the Supermax in October, or maybe we'll move on. We'll see if some team comes up with some blockbuster offer that the Bucks can't refuse.
I can see the T-shirt now. Ant squared. Antetokounmpo and Anthony Edwards. Ant squared. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mike. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He's out and about covering all the teams out there. And you'll hear him on a sports update here in just a moment. Birthdays, anniversaries, and a cake drawing just ahead here. We've got the Prentice Golf team, at least a couple of the players, and Coach Haken, and will join us at 9 o'clock.